Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Erika Dohi is a Japanese-born, New York-based pianist and composer. We've heard her in the past as half of the contemporary flute and keyboard group called Righteous Girls. But she's just released a solo album called I, Castor Pollux, a title that you can be sure I'll ask her about. The album, although solo, is full of guests, from the worlds of improvised music like sax player Emmanuel Wilkins, who in fact will be playing with her today, and from contemporary classical circles like the composer and producer William Britell. So not an easy record to categorize, and even the instrument takes a bit of explaining. Much of the album is played on a prepared piano, which is a regular piano with bits of metal or wood or other material affixed to the strings inside to change the sound. And you'll get to hear that sound right away as Erika Dohi and Emmanuel Wilkins play this piece called Replicant.
Thank you.
That's Replicant, a live at-home performance from pianist and composer Erica Doughy, with Emmanuel Wilkins playing the saxophone. And a version of Replicant appears on Erica's new record called I, Castor Pollux. Erica, it's great to see you and to have this new record to talk about. That really is a kind of what you just did is very different from what's on the record. How fixed are these pieces?
So a lot of the compositions on the record are very open-ended. So I'm an improviser, and I have the way I write music is pretty much like a concept or ideas, and then when I record or when I perform it, it's quite open, so it really depends on context.
And of course, Emmanuel, also an improviser, so, yes. You know, he's taking his cues from you, I guess.
Definitely, yeah.
So the album is called I, Castor Pollux, and that suggests a certain duality, and you've already talked about one duality, which is the balance between composed and improvised music. What are some of the other ideas behind that title of I, Castor Pollux?
So Castor and Pollux is twin brothers from Greek mythology.
Right, the two halves of Gemini.
Yes, and I'm a Gemini. So I was, this is a very personal works. As a Japanese Asian living in America, and then just kind of like a split self as a person that left home when I was 15, and experiencing an earthquake when I was 7, Kobe earthquake in 1995. Mm-hmm. So since I talk about this in Two Moons, the opening track in the album. だけど中身はそのままで、そのすれ違いを埋めることはできなくて、一人ぼっちになる。I was sleeping during the earthquake, and
so it happened at night.
Yeah, it was 5 a.m., and I thought my brother was shaking the bed. Then I realized it wasn't him; he wasn't there. So I was like, "Oh my God, what is going on?" And then I realized it was a big earthquake. And then I jumped in my parents' room, and then I was fine. I mean, everything was fine. But then a few hours later, the aftershock happened again, and I was alone in the house. My parents were gone. My mom was taking my dad to the station because they didn't know if the everything was canceled or what. So I was home alone, and it was like 7 a.m. or something. Even a 7-year-old Japanese school students are taught how to survive in earthquake. Ah. So I knew exactly what to do. I had a teddy bear with me. So I was like, okay, I'm going to crawl under the table. So that, because that's what you're supposed to do when you come across the earthquake, then you have to go under something flat and, you know, heavy. If it's really, really, really strong earthquake, then it can crush you. But so it was fine, but that's what I did. And
wow.
Yeah.
And so the title of the piece, Two Moons, I mean, the subtitle is Osaka 1995. What does the title Two Moons refer to?
The Two Moons, actually, that title, I wonder if you are aware of the book IQA4 by Haruki Murakami?
I don't know that one, no.
Okay, that book is about parallel world as well. When there's two moons in the sky, you're in the parallel universe.
Ah.
So that's kind of where it's come from.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the things about that opening track, Two Moons, is that it has a very electronic sound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got synthesizers, what sounds like an electric piano, maybe a Fender Rhodes or something like that.
Yeah.
But much of the album is focused on the piano. And as we've already heard, you do a lot of work with prepared piano.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about some of the pieces, like the version of Replicant you just did, it sounded like you had this kind of repeating figure that some of the notes were prepared mm-hmm. and some of them were not.
Yeah, that's right.
So it gives the illusion of hearing two different instruments being played.
Yeah. When I prepare the piano, I like to prepare only a few things and then a few keys, and then the rest I leave it open. Apart from POE, which we're going to hear later, I prepared more. And then I actually mostly only play the pitches that I prepared. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I work with overtones of the... So, I mean, when I put the bolts inside the piano, I really have a specific place where I want to put it. So it has a specific overtone. And then I play with that with the non-prepared piano pitches.
See, that's one of the things I think that people don't realize. Like when John Cage in the 1930s and 40s started doing the prepared piano, they thought, well, he just puts bolts on the string and that's the sound. Mm-hmm. But he had very detailed notes about where on the string and what the material was and what the resulting sound was. He knew what he was doing.
Totally, yeah.
So, interestingly, though, this next piece that we're going to hear, Dioscuri, mm-hmm. this is the piano. This is just, you know, the basic piano sound. And that title, Dioscuri, that's Castor and Pollux, right? That's another name for them.
Yeah. So the concept for Dioscuri is about kind of challenging the concept of reality, and that actually I am preparing one pitch, which is the middle C. I put a little leather bookmark that I got from Italy. Just a random thing. I mean, when I prepare, I just like put stuff that I find in the room. So that was, you know, somewhere in my apartment. So I found it. I put in my strings, the middle C, and that kind of has like a very subtle, but then it has a muted effect.
And is that the pulse that we hear throughout the piece?
Yes.
So that note is in there somewhere throughout the piece. And
that's right.
You know, the music kind of wanders around it, builds below it, builds above it, but it's always there. Mm-hmm. Let's see. We're speaking with Erica Dohi and hearing some of her performances of songs from the record called I, Castor Pollux. And this one is called Dioscuri.
Thank you.
That's called Dioscuri, another live performance by Erica Dohi, pianist, composer, improviser, creator of this album called I, Castor Pollux, which has just come out on the record label that is spelled 37D03D, but which is pronounced people. Mm-hmm. And if you turn those numbers and letters upside down, you'll see why it's pronounced people. This is the label that Justin Vernon of Bon Iver and Bryson Aaron Desner of The National founded. And it has quickly set itself up, Erica, as a label for music that's hard to categorize, hard to put in one box or another.
Yeah.
That seems to be a place where you are comfortable.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as a classical pianist, I mean, for a long time I was a classical pianist, and I got my doctorate in classical piano from Stony Brook University. But for years, being in New York City, I was exposed to so much genres of music, and I don't know, I could do anything, I guess.
Right.
Which is nice.
And this album really does have many different kind of musical moods. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got some spoken word content. Your voice is on it, right?
Yeah.
Recounting the big earthquake. But then there's a couple of songs with Chani Lena,
yep.
The singer from the art rock band Polisa.
And the curtains wave like black on the rain.
Chani is on a couple of tracks,
yeah.
Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Emily Wells, the violinist and singer and composer and improviser, makes an appearance. William Brittell.
Yep.
How does the collaborative process work for you? Do you present people with a finished idea, or do those pieces sort of grow out of a give and take, a back and forth?
Definitely the latter. So the way Polaroid was written was I had the chords, and I had like a basic melody that I sort of, I mean, again, like I said earlier, my compositions are very open-ended, so I knew, like, I'm not a singer, so I knew Chani would have had a better idea on how the melody should go. So we gave her the kind of like sample melody chords of, so basically me strumming the piano, and lyrics that Bill wrote. So then she went ahead and recorded separately from us. Oh. And then came back with this beautiful melody.
So William Brittell wrote those lyrics?
Yes, lyrics. Yeah, that lyrics is Bill's poem, actually.
Oh. It's a lovely piece from the record, I, Castor Pollux. And there are, you know, so many other kind of different sounds. I mean, there's a piece called Tower of the Sun, which has more spoken word, and the harpsichord. The one, you mentioned this one before, POE, which stands for Points of Elimination.
Yeah.
On the record, we get to hear the percussionist and composer Andy Akiho.
Yeah.
And there's like another voice through a loudspeaker, again, speaking in Japanese.
Right. Yeah, that's a train track, actually. That's a actual, like, an announcement from the subway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what is the story behind Points of Elimination?
It's about how much can I do in one, like, just seven pitches that I picked. It's like a setting as parameters so that I, you know, I have a guidance to what to do. It's really kind of like that. It's not very deep, but that's the idea behind it, really.
But that is one of the, you know, that is a trick that artists in many different disciplines use, is you set up these constraints, these
yeah.
parameters that you have to work within, and now what can I do within it?
Yeah.
So you've got seven notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And once again, Emmanuel Wilkins joining you on sax. He's obviously got free rein to play whatever he wants, although he does seem for part of the piece, at least on the record, he does again seem to be kind of following you.
Yeah.
Let's hear it. It's Erica Doughy with Emmanuel Wilkins on sax. She's playing a prepared piano. The piece is called POE, Points of Elimination.
Thank you.
That's called POE, Points of Elimination. It's a work by my guest Erica Dohi, the pianist, composer, improviser, playing a prepared piano, Emmanuel Wilkins playing the sax. And so, Erica, do you have favorite preparations for the piano, or is every piece kind of a new... I mean, it's like, guitarists play in open tunings because every open tuning makes the guitar into a different instrument. Mm-hmm. Every preparation turns the piano into a different kind of instrument, right?
Yeah. My go-to is putting the bolts in the strings. I don't know. I've always liked the bolt sounds because it has, I mean, and you can choose the size of the bolts and it really changes the timbre completely.
Well, the nice thing about bolts is, you know, they're metal, and so you get that nice kind of overtone. The overtones ring out more.
Right.
It gives it almost a kind of an Indonesian gamelan sound.
Totally.
So the album is out. I, Castor Pollux, is the name of it. And Erica Dohi, thank you so much for being with us. Congratulations on the new record.
Yes, thank you so much for having me and playing the tracks from the album.
Oh, the rain is falling now to test the newness of the sky.
And my thanks to Emmanuel Wilkins for playing with Erica on two of the three pieces we've heard. You can check out the videos of their performances for us, either on our YouTube channel or right here on the website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer is Karen Havlick, our video editor is David McLean, and I'm John Schaefer. Thank you.